kings and queens, it's your girl Mo Ashe, and this is What I'm Thinking. A random moment of what I'm thinking at that. So, it is so hard to be creative because you don't want to continue to do the same things. And you kind of want to stay in the loop of everything. And you don't want to be boring to anybody, but then you don't want to offend anyone, but you end up offending them anyway. And I'll be honest, trying to be a people pleaser is awesome and awful at the same time. I mean, sometimes you reach those that you are supposed to reach, and sometimes you get those that really don't care what you're talking about or what you're doing. It is very hard for people out here to make content. And the reason why I say that is because I am on YouTube all the time. And you just have some people that are so creative. So creative, so awesome. And sometimes I just sit there and I be wondering, where did that thought even come from? Especially when it comes to like comedians. It's just, how do they come up with some of the things that they say? And with others, because I'm gonna be honest, I got like a half an inch of hair, so I don't understand why I watch hair videos on YouTube. Don't know how to what is it called, lay a lace front, or what do they call it, they call it melting a lace front. Don't know how to do that at all, but yet I've watched all the videos I possibly could watch about melting a lace front. Makeup videos, I have no idea how to do my own makeup, but I will watch those videos all day long. And I appreciate all of those people that take the time out of their day, because some of these people still have regular jobs and they still take the time out of their day and give us content. And some people are absolutely ungrateful. Some of those people that I see in the comment, and I like in the comment section, and I just see them going in on a lot of these content creators, and I just want to punch most of them in the face. Because when it was just me, you know, just watching those YouTube videos and just looking at what they're doing, and then just listening to a lot of the podcasts and radio shows, you actually not having to put in the work to think of content and to actually write stuff down, map stuff out, talk about certain things, you don't understand what a lot of those people have to go through to make that content. A lot of people feel like a 15-minute video, that it only takes 15 minutes to make it. Oh, trust me, it does not. That is the reason why right now I do not have a YouTube channel. Because I understand that most of those 15-minute videos, they take at least 2 hours to 3 hours to make. And that's not even including editing. And we're not even going to get started on editing anything, because it takes work. And a lot of content creators that go from having a regular job to just creating content, like, that is their avenue of work. That is how they make their money. That is their job. And they have to put in that time to be able to give people content. And it's hard. It is absolutely hard. I will let you know. I started this podcast, I think, in December, if I'm not mistaken. And January, I ended up catching the vid, and I took maybe like 2 weeks plus off, and then something else happened in life, so I was off for a longer time. And I dropped off because I really didn't know what to come to y'all to talk about, because it's kind of like, I'm a regular schmegular person. I wouldn't call it a 9-to-5, but I work. And I have to think about certain things before I come here. Sometimes I will just press play and be here. And other times I'll see something on the internet and I will literally come here and just voice my opinion about it, tell you what I think. And other times, I will be honest, if we did not have Miss Beyonce's internet, a lot of people out here making content would not have anything to make. A lot of podcasters, a lot of people that are doing radio, a lot of people that are doing YouTube, a lot of them will not have any content at all, and life will be boring. I'll tell you that straight up. If I didn't see half of the stuff on the internet, I would be bored. And then there are a lot of things that I refuse to put on the docket because you have to be careful. These days, when you are trying to be a content creator, you have to be very careful when you talk about certain things because you can offend someone. And it's very easy these days to offend someone or a whole group, to be honest. So you absolutely have to be careful what you say. The way that you word things is you have to be very precise and careful and mindful of what you say, and you have to be willing to apologize. And an apology is not weak. An apology is not showing a sign of weakness. Sometimes you are apologizing because you have acknowledged that, yeah, you have fucked up, and I shouldn't have said that, and that's it, and go on with life to keep from getting sued. Because even though these celebrities out here are celebrities, and even though people have their business out here on social media for other people to have content with, you voicing your opinion, it's the thing that you say, not exactly how you said it or when you said it, but most of the time it's what you said. And everybody's not saying the same thing. But, or it could just be you. You could get sued just because you're you, just because they don't like you. And I am just thankful for all of the people out there that are able to make content, that are able to put themselves on the forefront for people like me to honestly listen to and to get messages. And I honestly just do this podcast as an outlet. I did not start this podcast to pop off. I honestly did not start this podcast even thinking that anyone would listen to it. I did this to be able to have an outlet. And if anybody listens to it and they enjoy it, that is absolutely awesome. And I thank you and I appreciate you for taking your time to listen to me and my voice. I appreciate it. I just needed a platform to talk. Honestly, I just needed to be able to voice my opinion about things and hope that I gain other people that think the same way. And I honestly, I feel like that's what a lot of other people that create content, that's what they do. They literally just want to enjoy themselves and fully embody who they are, and hopefully they find someone that flocks with them. Sometimes it's not even about money or going viral. Sometimes it's just about being understood and just finding people that understand what you're going through, just voicing what's going on. Sometimes that's the only way that they can honestly help other people, by creating that content. And I appreciate that. I honestly appreciate that. So when people ask you to like, subscribe, and share on any social media platforms, they need that from you. Because liking, commenting, and sharing, sometimes the message that they have, you're helping them get that message out to other people. And if they so happen to hit a lick, you know, that would be good for the hard work that they're putting out there, because it's hard work. It is hard work. Anytime that I do not do a podcast and I just honestly lay back and you do not hear from me, it's because I don't have anything to talk about. Because a lot of times when I come here and I hit play, I will feel like they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that at all. And I'll delete it. I will. I will delete it, because I'm like, don't nobody want to hear me just on there talking about this. And then some stuff I can't talk about, because just because not many people listen to me, all it takes is that one person to hear something that I've said, and all of a sudden I got a lawsuit on my hands. And I ain't even trying to do that. And that's why when I am putting things out there, I say allegedly, because it is alleged. A lot of the stuff is things that I've heard, that I have seen. I'm not in a lot of these people's lives, so I don't know. And a lot of the times with other content creators, that's what the case is with them. And a lot of those that get close enough to talk to these people and actually do these interviews, do you honestly think they do those interviews for free? I don't think they do. I honestly think they have to come up off of some coin just to get a lot of those things, just so we know what's going on, because we want to know what's going on. We nosy. Yes, I said we, because we nosy. Go ahead, raise your hand. You know you nosy. That's why you here. That's most likely why you listening to me, because you want to know what I'm talking about. I don't know how you ran across me or how or why you stayed, but thank you for staying. You know, just some random, just some on my mind, just, you know, I love y'all. Thank you for being here.